Hey, I wanted to jump in here and let you know that we have an introductory pricing going on right now up until May 18th. And what this is I have taken my courses and combined them all into a Move Better bundle. So you're going to be working on your feet, you're going to be working on your posture, and you're going to be working on your core, pelvic floor, all of those things. And you can save big right now. I am selling this for 50% off. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Work With Me link. It is the Moving Through Midlife program, your Move Better bundle, where you can start working on feeling better in your body. You also then get access to workouts, recipe guides, live sessions with me and live classes with me throughout the month. So head to movingthroughmidlife.com, click on the Move With Me link, enter intro, and that will give you 50% off. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome to Raising Healthy Humans, a podcast created for busy moms, where you can easily find info on health and wellness for your family. Join Courtney, a health coach, movement and posture specialist, and founder of FormFit, an active and supportive community where she helps busy moms move more. Here on Raising Healthy Humans podcast, she shares personal life experiences, training, knowledge, and conversations with other health and wellness experts so you can raise healthy humans.
Today, I want to speak with you about healthy breakfast. Whether you are eating breakfast first thing in the morning or you're waiting till 10 or 11, doesn't matter to me. Breakfast is when you break that fast. I would like to recommend that if you are going beyond a 12 to 14 hour fast, you work with a nutritionist because they're going to help ensure that you're getting all of your macronutrients and calories in that required time frame. So 12 to 14 hour fast is a healthy and manageable amount of time, but any beyond that, if you're moving into a 15, 16 hour fast, I'd work with someone, especially if you're in those perimenopausal years. So when we start our day with a healthy breakfast, whether you're on the go or not, this is a great way to fuel your body and mind. You need to make sure you're eating protein, fat, and some sort of carbohydrate. Now, when you hear carbohydrate, I want you to think fruits and vegetables, not all the white, starchy things. Whether you are rushing to work yourself or trying to get the kids to school, a nutritious breakfast can help you stay energized and focused throughout the day. I'm going to share with you some ideas that I have to help you get a quick, easy, protein-rich breakfast on the go, so that you and your children are starting the day off right. I also want to let you know, because you're going to hear me talk about the importance of protein, you want to strive for 30 grams of protein at each meal. And I did a whole podcast on this called The Importance of Protein that you can listen to as well. And I'll make sure to put that information in the show notes for you. So, if we are thinking about breakfast, what are some options that we can work through? Now, I did try to offer different various things. So you may hear some things that you may not feel is healthy. And I want you to understand that when I'm speaking to you, we are all at different levels of our health journey, so to speak. So what may not work for you may be working for someone who's new on their health journey, and we're just looking at finding ways to help all of us live a healthier life. So take that in mind when you hear some of these. So the first one I'm going to recommend is smoothies, just because it's very quick and easy. It's great for families on the go. You can make enough for you and your children so that you're making everything all at once. what I like to do is I like to fill jelly jars or mason jars up with some frozen fruit, some seeds, and some green cubes. So green ice cubes. How I do this is as my spinach or my greens are starting to get limp, I will put them in the blender. It's before they're getting slimy and rotten, but you know how they start to look limp. I put those in the blender with some water, and then I fill up ice cube trays with it so that I have some green cubes that I can just throw in there. That way you're not like freezing spinach, because that gets weird and clumpy. So that is how I recommend freezing your greens. So I fill the mason jar up with some fruits, some green cubes, some seeds, and then sometimes I'll also do yogurt ice cubes, but I also just put in some yogurt when I'm actually putting it in the blender. Okay, so I'm getting sidetracked here. So in your mason jar, you have fruit, green cubes, or some spinach thrown in there, and some seeds. Think hemp seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, things like that. You're going to keep that in the freezer. In the morning, you pull that jar out, you fill it with some nut milk and maybe some yogurts for that added protein. And also you can add some protein powder. Then I go take a shower, because what happens is that fruit is all stuck in that glass jar. So we need to let it rest and start to thaw out a little bit. So then you go get ready. Then once you get back, you can just pour that smoothie, you know, the stuff in the container into the blender and blend it in your blender. And the other thing I want to encourage you is when you have your smoothie is also, especially if this is all you're eating in the morning, grab a handful of nuts. This is going to help release any tension from your jaw, cheekbones, things that occur when we sleep. We may be grinding our teeth. We may be moving our jaw around awkwardly, which can create a lot of tension. And if you deal with tension headaches when you wake up, you may not be getting that release that you need. So grabbing some nuts, some hard nuts to chew on will help to release that tension in the morning. So that is your smoothies. The second thing is a quick egg breakfast. And I like to top these with greens or lay them on a bed of greens or vegetables. So what I like to do in the evening is I will make some spinach and onion. You can do this with kale or Swiss chard. I just use some olive oil in a pan. I slice up some onions. I place them in the pan, let them cook for a few, and then throw spinach on top. Let that cook down. Add a little bit of red pepper flakes if you like that, if you like a little bit of spice, and salt and pepper. That is what we eat with our dinner in addition to whatever our vegetable side is. If you have leftovers of that, you can take it, place it in the fridge at night, and then in the morning make an egg, place over top of that spinach. The other thing I like to do, my husband actually will make spinach. He'll chop up spinach and broccoli the morning of, and he'll make scrambled greens that we have with our eggs. Or you can even do a veggie sauce on top of your eggs. So this would think like pesto, chimichurri. I also like piri piri sauce, which is going to be with peppers. All of that, I do have sauces up on my blog under FormFit Online. You can go there and you can find that information. I'll make sure to put that also in the show notes for you as well. So that is a quick egg breakfast over top of greens. So you're getting your fiber, your water within your greens, and your protein with your eggs. Overnight oats. There are a gazillion different things that you can do for overnight oats. You can check it out on Pinterest. There are so many different things that will meet every flavor profile that you enjoy. I would look for ones that have yogurts, seeds. Try to steer clear of the really heavy sugar ones, but yogurt, seeds, and thinking, what is it? Protein powder and protein powder, that is going to also be something that you can add to the overnight oats to help give it a little bit more oomph to enjoy. The fourth one that I recommend is toast. Now, hear me out. If you have a family, a child who likes their jelly toast or something, I want you to start playing with this a little bit. So jelly toast is going to be it's going to increase that blood sugar. So we want to work on how can we add some protein to this to help it kind of level it out. So we're going to look at adding maybe some peanut butter or almond butter or seed butter on top with the jelly. That's option one. Option two is you can try like a cream cheese spread or a ricotta cheese, even a yogurt on top with some fruit. That can help up the protein, so it's not going to be as much of a blood sugar spike. So those are some things that you can do. You can also sprinkle some seeds on the top. That's going to help, but that's not going to be as effective as putting one of these spreads on it. But this is something for those that are newer to trying to eat healthy. You're just trying to work on getting a little bit more into your children's diet or into your own diet. You can always do the jelly toast with hard-boiled egg and some fruit. Again, this is something I'd work through, you know, trying to add a little bit more protein, not just the toast. The fifth thing that I'm going to recommend is cereal. For those of you who eat cereal, I'm going to recommend going for a healthier cereal first and foremost. You do want to make sure that your cereal, if you're looking at the nutrition label, I want you to look for something that has more than 3 grams of fiber, contains less than 6 grams of sugar, and contains more than 3 grams of protein. You can amp up the fiber in your cereal by sprinkling some flax meal over the top. And you also can try a cereal like Magic Spoon. Now, I do want to caveat all of this information about cereal is you really need to look at the ingredients. This is not my preferred breakfast because there is a lot of added ingredients in most cereals. But if you are brand new to this health journey or your children, you're looking, you know, with your children, you've got to start somewhere. So start adding a little bit of flax meal. You don't want to add more than about a tablespoon or they're going to be like, what is all this stuff in here? But that's just going to up the fiber a little bit for them to help with that blood sugar stabilization. And then you start want to mixing in different ingredients for them to kind of help with them starting to try different flavors. Adding some fruit in there can help, and then start mixing the two. Like if you have a healthier cereal with a less healthy cereal, start to do like half and half until you can start cutting it down, because taste buds do change. If you work with your kids to get these less sugary, less chemically ingredients into their diet, their taste buds will start to change and they will start to notice the difference with, you know, things are going to start to be too sweet. That's a difficult one, but it takes time, but it can happen. And they may notice that there's a chemical flavor to things once they start to eat healthier. So that is number five. Number six, create a berry bowl with some almond milk, a scoop of almond butter, and a sprinkling of seeds on top. You can even do this with like a yogurt bowl. Same thing with some berries, seeds. I like to add protein powder to this. Now, I have one of the brands that I love to use is Protalicious, and they have a whey protein that is flavorless, so it has no flavor. I add this to my daughter's yogurt to up her protein intake. Very simple to do. She knows that it's going in there. She doesn't taste the difference. So that's a good one as well. And I'll put a link in there for you as well if you want to try it. They do have, there's strawberry Poco, and Unflavored. Those are the three that they have. They're very clean, not a lot of ingredients at all. So that is another one that I recommend for you to try. Number seven would be muffins and breads. Try to cut back on the refined sugar by using honey or maple syrup instead. You can also, most recipes, especially if they're older recipes, most of them have a ton of sugar in them. You can start cutting back on the amount of sugar within these recipes. I usually cut down by like a fourth of a cup the first time, see how it tastes, and then you can cut back even more. You can also try adding coconut sugar in place of brown sugar. And like I mentioned, the honey or maple syrup. It's even nice to start adding fruit or sweet vegetables in with the recipe while pulling some of the sugar out. So you could do bananas or applesauce, adding those in to take away from the sweetness, cutting back on the sugar. And adding those instead. And carrots and zucchini are also a nice one as well that you can kind of play with. A lot of the recipes, another thing that you can do kind of to help with that sugar is adding some protein powder. And you can do that as a sugar replacement as well, because a lot of your protein powders will have some added sugar in there. So you can do that. Or just add some protein powder like the one that I mentioned that has no flavor to kind of increase just the protein within it. Number eight is French toast. So here again, if your child is new to eating healthier options, maybe you're giving them Pop-Tarts right now, you want to look at changing things up a little bit, moving them in that direction. So usually, although I'm not big on giving your kids a whole bunch of sweets in the morning, I think that sets them up for failure the rest of the day. We are all starting somewhere. I cannot stress that enough. So if you are giving them, sugary foods for breakfast, they are going to balk at you if you try to give them eggs and vegetables. They will say no. So adding some French toast or pancakes that have some protein in it is going to be a great option. You can also always add carrots and zucchini to these as well, because they really go unnoticed. I mean, they'll see the color, but they're really, if they're shredded, they really don't change the taste of the pancake. But if your child is not keen on eggs, they can have the French toast, and you're adding egg to the mix. So you've got egg and milk, which can, add a little bit of that protein to the dish. So those are things that you can start playing with as well. Sausage meats, try different types of sausage. You can add some plantains for some carbs or create a potato hash with veggies to go with it. I have some great recipes on homemade chicken sausage and maple turkey sausage, things like that that you can make. And you can just make them for a whole week. Just, buy some ground turkey or ground chicken, make up the patties on a Sunday, and then they're there in the freezer for the kids all week long. And then number 10 is sweet potatoes. So I like to do evening sweet potatoes with my dinner, and they're like loaded sweet potatoes, but you can make an extra one and have it for your breakfast. So a breakfast burrito would be good with mashed sweet potatoes, black beans, and some wilted greens and onions, or taking that sweet potato, loading it up with some eggs or almond butter and a banana. That would be a sweeter option for you as well. So these are 10 recipes that you can try, 10 things that you can try. I do want to let you know that I'm going to offer you a meal plan where you can get some of these high protein breakfasts. I'm going to put that in the show notes for you. Feel free to reach out to me with any questions, and make sure to join us over in the Moms Raising Healthy Humans community, where we share more tips. We do monthly challenges and all sorts of things over there. So I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I hope you enjoy a healthy breakfast tomorrow morning.
Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. We hope you found this information valuable and can incorporate it into your family's life. Make sure to check out our show notes for all the important links available. Come join us on Facebook at Moms Raising Healthy Humans community page. Also, please check out our wide range of memberships, family monthly focus ideas, challenges, live events, and on-demand and live workouts, meal plans, and so much more. Head to formfitonline.com. And as always, keep moving.